hostile aggressors. These are people who degrade others or circumstances so that they can get their way. They're stubborn. Hostile aggressors. Can you picture a hostile aggressor in your life? We all have them. They're walking around. Number three, super agreeables. These are people who agree to everything but very rarely follow through. Do you know anyone like that? Okay. Number four, wet blankets. Do you have any wet blankets in your family? Wet blankets are people that extinguish optimism and hope. They're walking down the streets of our community, probably. Number five are, they're called the silent unresponsives. Have you ever gotten the silent treatment from someone? That's a difficult person. They exist. Again, don't think of your spouse. Please don't do that. And then finally, the last category are know-it-alls, according to Richard Bronson. Know-it-alls are people that not only know all the information, but they have to tell you. That it just comes freely. Okay, so love one another. Can we do that? According to those categories, I'm sure that you have figured out someone that fits each of those categories, and that's good. Richard Branson, in his writing, goes on to say, it's interesting, he says that the best way to cope with those people in those categories is to act like they don't exist, or actually to have as little contact with them as possible. See, Jesus is saying the exact opposite. Jesus is saying tonight, love difficult people. Do good for difficult people. Love them to the very end. How can we do that? How do we do that? That's hard. This is the final exam. Can we do it? I'm going to tell you how it's not going to be done. By saying love your enemy. Now I know that's in the Bible, but sometimes platitudes really don't get at it. There isn't really a plan with that. And sometimes what doesn't actually work is just being agreeable and thinking that the person will get better on their own, time will heal things. That's not a plan either. Embedded in John 13 is a plan. I want to suggest it tonight by Jesus. Here it is. Love the difficult person 1 minute at a time. 1 minute, and then let another minute pass. The next time that you meet a complainer or a know-it-all, ask yourself this question. Could I love this person for a minute? And then when they show their complaining nature or their know-it-all attitude, start counting. 60, 59, 58, 20, 19, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Minute passes, then another minute. Then another minute. And then another minute. Jesus didn't care for mass gatherings. Jesus would not have been on social media, I don't think. Jesus cared about one person, one moment, 1 minute, 1 moment at a time. He was focused on that difficult person that was right in front of him. Dear friends, this is the best news for us tonight. Thinking about Jesus, if Jesus were to put up categories and be thinking about people that would fit those categories, I hope that he wouldn't be thinking of me. But as I go through those categories, have I complained? I have. I've griped. I've whined. Have I been a hostile aggressor? I've been stubborn. I've pushed my own way. Have I been a super agreeable, putting on a nice face, but really inside, seething? Every single one of us has done that. I can guarantee you that. How about being a wet blanket? There have been times that I have snuffed out the optimism and hope that someone else has. Silent, unresponsive, I've done that too. You have too. A know-it-all. Giving facts and information, just wanting people to agree with me. You've done that too. Jesus loves you. How do you know? He took the bread. He broke it, gave thanks. This is my body. He took the cup, blessed it, gave it. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Not just words. He gave himself 1 minute, then another minute, then another minute to every person. Let's pray about that tonight. Dear Jesus, time has slowed down for us tonight. We're not distracted. We're ready to hear. We're ready to pass that exam. Lord, it's a hard one, but it only takes a minute. Lord, give us a sense of your love for us, that you've loved us. We are difficult people, 1 minute at a time. And then, Lord, may this be the legacy that we leave behind this worship service. May we love the difficult people in our lives 1 minute at a time, until that spans a lifetime. May that be our legacy of love this evening. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.